Tov Mori. We're holding my Siman Reish Kav Hei, middle of the Sugya of Birkas Haroya. Last time we went through 13 different ones, and now to go through 6 different brachas, 5 of them Birkas Haroya, 1 is Bokshe B'Shrani. First, we have a Sugya in brachas, and after the Chesam Beis, the Pshur Malevi says, when someone does not see his friend for 30 days, afterwards he makes a bracha, Baruch Shechiyonu V'Kiyimonu V'Giyonu L'Zman Hazeh. After a year, you make a bracha of Mechaya Meisim. So what friend are we discussing? Says Tosfos, Dafka Achavloi, a friend who is beloved to him. Now, it does not seem to be that we have Hogar to make this bracha. Already a few hundred years ago, Yosef Oimis already points out that Hogar does not seem to be that we make this bracha. Wrote on afterwards by the Eshel Avram, the Buchacho, the Banishchai, the Mudkar Chaim, the Kutum Arich, Kabachaim, and others, with Manazer, the Stipler, the Beskrov, whether Shechianu or Mechayim Mesim. Hagam, look around and turn others from, they do bring it down. The Chavadas, the Piskei Boishim, Bech Sabayis. But myself, most places in myself do not seem to say we have this halacha. The question is why not? So before Shah Gomorrah, before Shah Halacha, why do you make a bracha on our friends? So they have 6 different reasons why the halacha is not Bizman Azer. One is the race of Oymish, who points out that the words of the Mechaber is someone who's a Chavib, Mesmech, Beryosai. Who exactly has friends? Especially men, we have associates. Most of us hope to have associates, but we don't really have our BFS, right? What's it called, BFS? We don't exactly have that concept, maybe girls, but this idea over here today, we just seem to be lacking in our relationship. One concept already a few hundred years ago was brought down, this concept. The second, the Ben Ishchai brings down, based upon the Ramah and the Reish Chav Gimel, that the whole entire idea of Shechianu already is a Rishos. The Rashba. Therefore, since it's a Rishos, not to make a bracha. The Cher Malchus. A third reason, the Mukar Chaim, L'Mshal Mazam says, let's say you meet a person and thinks he's your best friend, you haven't seen him for 30 days or a year, and you don't make a bracha. What's going to happen? Do you make a bracha? Where's the Cher Malchus? And you're like, and let's be honest, I mean, you think we're friends, but I'm not really that much of a friend. So, Mitzad is not to embarrass the person, or Mitzad Pachad. In the Chanifa, you start making brachas. You start making hundreds of brachas, only people who think you're your friend. And they have a lita bracha vatola. So Mitzad HaSukyo, in the words of Mukar Chaim, he writes in Hebrew 100 years ago, Mitzad Politica, he writes those words in Hebrew, people start making brachas over here. And he says, Avada is a problem. For this reason, ready, the fact that lita HaSukyo Gnei Vestas, we don't have the Anhokan to make a bracha. We'll say, without Shem Malchus, some people say to everybody, Baruch Shechem Kimonu, Baruch Chaim Mesim. But since Mitzad, people will misunderstand relationships, Alita Chanifa and Gnei Vestas, they really won't make a bracha.
Test it out for your friends.
What?
Test it out for your friends.
How?
It's the problem.
A fourth reason brought down already by Biashim and Mukri Marich, you want to tie in the lotion of Tesis and Mechabes, Chovale Harbe, someone's beloved a lot. What does it mean, beloved a lot? How do you define that? The way how the Beskruav, he says, the lotion of the Paiskim is Besamech B'Riyasai. How do you find the lotion of Besamech B'Riyasai? What's happiness? What's beloved? What's happiness? Void a sixth reason, the sniper and the Blash bring down, based upon what Shmuel says, discusses that the fact when someone sends you a letter, can you make afterwards a brachok? Can you know the Maisei is B'Shalom? Now the Mishmua is of course discussing Dafka Mechayim Mesim or Shechianu. The Makaris is coming from is Mechayim Mesim. Mishmua brings down even on Shechianu and says the fact is that since either he sends you a letter or you did not get a letter saying there's anything happening bad to him, therefore you seem to know there's a Shalom going on with him. There won't be any special thing when you greet him. You will not make a bracha. Therefore, it says the stipler, he's writing in 1963 between Neibach and Yerushalayim. Agam, people come here and there. The fact that he did not receive a letter, something happened to him, you know he's B'Shalom already. Allah has come v'kamo in today's generation. Every Rav and every person has at least access to email. All the Gdolim seem to have, or the Gabbai has, every seems to have, and something happened to the old generation, something called a phone. People were able to call others and tell what's happening here and there. And since today, if anything happened bad and you were a close friend, you would have found out the fact that he did not get a letter, that something happened over here, you know he's B'Shalom. They've built upon the site of the Mishnah Berurah, whether it's a letter didn't come, or an electronic letter, or a phone call didn't come. You know, B'Shalom, therefore, for this reason, B'Zman Zeh, we do not seem to make a bracha. Now, the Sefer Piskei Teshuvos, or the Shara Ayin, the Son B'Zman Zeh, they say if you have all the reasons over here, B'Zman Zeh, they can't make the bracha. Lice is not shakhtar for all the reasons, I don't think. Especially the Mahalach of Khalifa Gnevis Das, the idea that a politico is not shy. So Lice, we don't make this brachal beer. I see a certain sperm or letters the past year and a half came out and they get to Corona. We're locked up a year and a half ago on Pesach. We didn't see each other for a month. And some people didn't see the parents, grandparents for half a year or a year. Should we make this brachal beer? Let's see them in Sfar as one trying to defend why to make a brachal. Imagine you meet your father after a year, or you meet your kid after a year, and you don't make this bracha. Because, you know, you have a relationship, and some people don't have great relationships. You know how much time they'll have if the halach is you have to make the bracha? And it's a political gadol is that. Therefore, I know certain people start writing, you should make a bracha after Corona. I think once the hog is already Mukher Chaim, Mizan Zisoy, and others, Shlomo Zalman, Mizan Zisoy, we do not make a bracha b'shem malchus. But they point out, we had a phone. They point out the Chodeshon discusses Skype or Zoom. He wants to know if you see a person within 30 days. He says, is it Nichol Gedev saying Yesh Lodin? But you cannot make a bracha after 30 days. Because you're still within 30 days. See the people who were locked up, but without Klal, you're able to see them, and they can see you. Now, this is a side point in the Shmuel discusses, but this halacha of seeing a person making a bracha is whether the case of seeing a man or seeing a lady. The shaila is, how in the world can you see an Isha? It's the Vestaklis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, big down four cases over here that there's no issue of stakless, negate to your mother, negate to your daughter, negate to your wife, negate to your sister. So certain people were trying to tell me that certain cases that Mishnah Berurah does not say it's mutter, it must be it's ulcer. Says dafka these four. So lechura, he left out grandmother, he left out granddaughter, he left out other cases. So Maisa Pashas means lafdafka. It means anyone in that category of these four, they have low, your heart's not taken by them. There's no Issa of Taiva, your natural aunt. The Chor, there won't be any Issa. Maisa see the Asher Ish brings down the Sisoid, the Sharetin, Maisa is Lav Dafka, the Issa of these four. It means anyone who's in the category of being like these four, whether it's a natural aunt or grandmother, we say Malach and they get it to your sister and your daughter. In this Halach over here of not seeing a person, so first we have Lachatz of Aleph where you saw the person and did not see him. Lachatz of Beis is you never saw the person. Says the Machaber, according to Rashba. Even if you have a relationship with him, the fact that you always send the letters one to another, and you seem to have a close bond with them, the fact that you never saw them, therefore, eina havel kolkach, then you can make a bracha. Let's say, building upon this, that a person sees somebody who never saw her, but he will have massive havel, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to Pirkei Avot, that's what the Gemara brings on also, is let's say you have a child who was born. So if you heard about it, you make a bracha shmiya, a toiv ha-meitiv, toiv ha-meitiv nechal panet shechiyanu. But let's say in a case where either negate to a girl you never saw, or negate to a boy that you heard about, but a month later you've still not seen it yet, or a year later you not see it, when you did not see a child the first time you saw your child, do you make a bracha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, since the sight of the Mechabes, you don't have a havoc or kach, but for your child, at least till they get older, you certainly love them, 100%. So therefore, this halacha, since the sight based upon a havoc, for a child of value would make a bracha. A gam you never saw them. Therefore, Mishmuel is Shutasai. Sorry. It depends. 30 days is Shechianu. A year is Mechayim Mesim. Only Mechayim Mesim. Only one. Only Mechayim Mesim. Then inside that is Shechianu. We spoke out to Mishmuel and some Reish Kof Gimel that a person, when they had a girl, it's not brought down over there to make any bracha. As Veik the Mishavuah, not say Dina Emes, not say Toiv HaMeitiv. Question is, do Shechianu? Says Mishavuah, building upon this, like over here, Maisa, girl is born and say Shechianu. We spoke out then, and also Pesach when we here speak out, that those want to argue the Mishavuah. They want to argue the people got them. The one Taino, you said the Shechianu is that you appreciate seeing the things. It's a real. Says Mishalom Zalman of Nashu Klan and Shuva, you give a person his child to look at it to be very happy, you take it back, he has to figure out which kid is his, he can't figure out which kid is his. Yeah, that's why in the hospital they put a tag on the child. You can't tell. No one knows. He's very happy. What? The happiness is not the ri'iyah. You can't even tell which kid is his. There's no association with the kid. You tell him it's his kid, fine. Last kid, fine. People have been given the wrong kids. That's why they put tags on it. So my thesis, what's happening is the shmir. So shmir, we don't make a bracha upon a girl. The shmir, we don't make a bracha upon a bracha, not seeing for 30 days. Therefore, there are those who want to argue, the Ashur Mishai Bliski, they want to argue on this mishmir. Again, the same place we argue, Reish Kav Gimel, who are arguing over here. Therefore, if you have a hagel, might to make a bracha over there, which again I think most pious follows the Mishnah Berurah. But those who follow, let's say, in Lakewood by Kala, will follow the Lachur, the Lach will be the same thing over here, not to make a bracha. This concept, we do not see a child for more than 30 days. In the Lach of Zepay, it's coming with Ramon, the big sound, the Lach of the Gate, a Bar Mitzvah child, the idea of Bokshe Batrani. Now, why is exactly over here? I'm not clear, it's not a Bir Chesiriyah. I'm not sure the flow of the Ramon, it's in Dark Moshe. However, we have this Lach. The Maramach of this Indian of making a bracha is a Maril. Maril says, he writes very clearly, he says, Baruch HaTor Hashem Elokeinu Melech Elom Batranim U'inshi Shalzeh. He brings down with Shem U'malchus. Says the Dark Moshe, it's not a Gemara. He doesn't know where it's coming from, and therefore he's mafakfik upon the halacha. They said, however, afterwards I found the medrash, and Pasha told us that those bring it down. Therefore, he ends off toif say police shema malchus. Not say shem them. Why? It's not a shas. Abadu nai shami to only a medrash. We have machlokes. That those who passing like the Maril, the tashbats, megalamukos, the going over here says v'chein iker. It's a medrash. Maril passing like this. The chayotim says it's true. It's not brought on the Gemara. Maisa, once we have the going Maril. The medrash, therefore, those who make a bracha, Eidim Afsid. And all the mice, those who pass with Shema Malchus, the Kitzim, the Geborim. People tell me there have been people around who make a bracha with Shema Malchus. I've never heard it. People say that they have heard it. Mice, the Eidim seem to go more like the Ramah that says Loshim Toiv. They'll say it's also Loshim Toiv, Lavosh. And therefore, the Chesalofim, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Menesh Chai, the Stipler, the Chaznish, and others. So, Yashin, his words are Chalila to go against what it says in the Ramah. If you have Masara that way, beside her. If you have no Masara, Maisa, we paskin Lalocha to say Belishem Malchus. We have to look around, say Baksha Batrani, Belishem Malchus. Now, a couple of the Meshuvah discusses one exactly. Depends on the kid, I hear. We'll get to it if you finish with your kids yet. Now, the Meshuvah discusses one exactly to say this bracha. He brings down Bismazer, when it's Neid Lerabim. He says two times, either a situation when the person is Shliach Tzibur, or in the case is Kura Batorah on his first Shabbos. Those two times. Now, people, first of all, they tell me, I've seen the Galilee on Monday and Thursday, and they wait till Shabbos, because Shabbos says wait till Shabbos. As far as I understand the Sugya, I don't know what the reason to wait. I see myself as Keshuvah, and I think a real big down, there's no reason to wait. What is Barabim? Noidil Rabim? I see you make a bracha. Now, Bisman is that there are kids who lay in the whole entire parasha on Shabbos. Why don't you make a bracha? Lab children don't do that. They read the Maftir and the Haftarah. Is that being Noidil Rabim that they're now Bar Mitzvah? That means the Bishvur, the Sharatin, the exam, Medino in the Loch is a child can get Aliyah. However, it cannot be the Makro. Bisman is that he says, since people do not get Aliyah, if when they get Aliyah, we know Bar Rabim that is considered a Bar Mitzvah boy. Negate, that's a regular Aliyah. Negate the Mafter. Negate the Aftarah. Can I, Bar Mitzvah boy, get it? Maisa Minig Yushalayim, a Berkut says over, is Bar Mitzvah boy gets before his Bar Mitzvah. He comes to get it after the Bar Mitzvah. Minig Chutzlaritz, they get the Mafter Aftarah after their Bar Mitzvah. He comes to get it beforehand. Yesh Vyesh. Negate to my two children, my first two boys got it before the Bar Mitzvah. Worked out with Shalom Bayis, my Yeshua, whatever, I have to come in. And my next two boys get after the Bar Mitzvah. So my person gets up there, he gets mafsk, he gets aftarah, the father says, Bokshe Batrani. And then waiting for Shabbos to go do it. That is what is not Noidil Rabim. It's a pillow. People waiting to do what it says in Mishmur, Noidil Rabim. A kid not Bar Mitzvah can get the Aliyah. He has no problem.
What's wrong with the mafsk?
You know, he can get it, he's allowed to. But the bracha is Bokshe Batrani, he can't get him up there. But how can you say Bokshe Batrani because no Yidil Rabim? A kid, that's Bar Mitzvah, can't get it. My son, my first two kids, I did not say it because the Aliyah would be foreign. But my last two children, actually, they daven on the night of Bar Mitzvah for the Omid. So when they daven for the Omid, it's no Yidil Rabim. I said Bokshe Batrani. People came over to me, I'm a fachrik upon me. What am I doing? Everyone knows, wait till Shabbos. I'm like, well, two things. First of all, Moshavua says, Shlech Tzibur, he daven for the Omid. It's a Kaddish, Avadiyah. Number two, waiting for Shabbos is mice is pointless. Like, there will be refactor to something that doesn't make, I'm not even close with the refactor upon me for. So, mice, Yeshua, what exactly is happening? The mice, the Isham Chaim, they pointed out this problem in their Yitzhak role. He said, Avada, you can't make the bracha. There's no Isser making it after Bar Mitzvah when it's not Nidl Rabbim. You won't, this is Sayyid Shabbat, you won't get. Avada, you can. You can't get it by Mafsam Tari, you can't make the bracha. Bach Shabbat Shani. That's not the problem. Just the Milo will get no Dibur Rabin. Why won't get that Milo?
So I
What? Get 2 aliyahs? No, again, I'm just saying what people do. They do point out a third option is when you make a bar mitzvah suda, Rabbi Makil says, you make a suda bar mitzvah. If it's come to celebrate, you can also make the bracha on the suda. I've seen people get up on the suda to make the bracha. That's up in the side of the Mishnah Berurah over here. Now, in this Mishnah Berurah, Mamshachan says the idea of a suda bar mitzvah. He says, why? If someone's like, he's nichtas into all mitzvahs, it's like someone who's nichtas l'chopah, like a chasna. Talk about chasna, we make a massive celebration, and also we should make a celebration. What is a celebration? So the Mishmur Shatzin says two different words. In the Mishmur, he says, you said over here, is now nechle get a mitzvah mitzvah. Mitzvah. And the Shatzin, example, the Eliyab, the Yamshu Shloimo, is now mitzvah oisa. Not that it's mitzvah, it's mitzvah oisa. What's the two mahalchim over here? So a concept we spoke out based upon the sugya in Brachas, one place, Nachem Ches, brought down, we said the Reish Peivav, Kuf Peivav. What is the yisoid of a kid who's not bar mitzvah? Is he somebody who is a bar mitzvah? He has mitzvahs, except when he does not do what it does do what he's not responsible for his actions. Means he won't get an einish. But anytime he does a mitzvah, he's 11, 12, it is a mitzvah. He does do what it's not einish, la bar einshin. Or another yisoid is la bar mitzvah. He's not a bar mitzvah. He has no mitzvahs. When mechanechim, he's not on the category of mitzvahs. Sounds like machlokes of Rashi, Tosfos, different sugyos, Rishonim, Paiskim. Chuvah, that's the two mahalchim of the Shmurah. One time he's giving him mitzvahs, and one time he's giving him mitzvah of Isa, the responsibility for the mitzvahs. That's the two yisoides over here. Now, my son, one of them, the one the Toshin Ayin Hei, when he made a bar mitzvah, he wanted to make two parties on the same day. He wanted to have one for Mishpacha, one for Chaver. The shaila is, are both of them see this mitzvah? Both of them. So what do you do if you have a shaila? So my son walked to B'chaim Kinevsky. My son B'chaim wrote back, yeah, if you're doing it both mitzad, the bar mitzvah, both of them see this mitzvah. My other son, 2 years beforehand, his bar mitzvah was Gimel Av. He wanted to as a chiv to abosser. So what do you do? He walked to B'chaim. Do you have to abosser doing your bar mitzvah? He got back, no. Wasn't too happy about that. Fine. My son, there's a mitzvah to have a suit of, but no dim of a bus over here. Now, when a person has a child, he makes a bracha bakshu b'trani. Why? Mishmur brings down one reason, Makamem, two different reasons. Mishmur brings down the side over here because a father is going to get punished for his son's averis, because he's a chiv to mechanechim. And once now he's a bar mitzvah, he's a bar das, now he's the own child responsible for himself. There's no din chinuch. That means the question is, when does a father have a chiv chinuch, and when does it stop the mechayv to mechanuch a child? Here's the idea, when do you stop being mechanuch a child? When does he get it over here? Speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, he's saying very clear, chinuch stops at bar mitzvah. Black and white. That's why making a bracha, bracha, shebetranim, mo'inch, shalzeh, it stops. I, the Mishnah Berurah, goes on further, now you have a new responsibility, techacha. Like he says in Gemara on Shabbos, if Anshe Beisha does anything, you have to mechanech Anshe Beisha. If someone has Anshe Ir does something, you have to mechanech them. If you don't, you yourself be nitfus by voins, if you yourself do that very well. Sounds to get the chachach, the klal yisrael, who are the new kids, there's no difference. But your kids chinuch stops at the age of bar mitzvah. There's a bialoch and Sibin Laman Zayin discussing that Mo brings down a person, teaches a child to put on film from 13 years and onwards. And not before 13, ve'in l'shanas. Don't put on film before 13. Mishmur brings down those who have 1 month, 3 months. In fact, the bialocha, the inintim mechanach a child to put on tefillin before Shikimoro. If you only send your amos from 13 onwards, he's ready by mitzvah, he's mechuyev already. It says Mishmur, according to people, got him his first tarets. It means someone's 13 but has no two tarets. That's the mechanachim. He has two tarets a couple of days later. Then he's a din deraiso. That means Mishmur and the people got him is saying, once you're 13, the chinuch stops. Better with the basics of that way already, where it's like Zion, chinuch stops at 13. So, in fact, my son by his bar mitzvah, Pshatul, he went like this. He said, I just learned the second Kedushin on Daf Lamed. Over there says, to marry off a child. The Gemara says, what age to marry off a child? One man, the Yom said, between the age of 16 to 22. The other man, the Yom said, between 18 and 24. Says the Gemara, why those ages? Says the Gemara, Pasuk, Chanoich, Lenara, Pi, Dar, Koyaz, Chinuch. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siman Shin Mem Gimel, according to the Lashon of the Rambam, where's the Mechayev Chinuch from? Chanoich Lenara Pi Darkoi. It's a Mefurish Gemara that says Chinuch from marriage 1622-1824, which, as far as I know, is above the age of my mitzvah. So the question my son wants to know: does my father still have to mechanech me or not? When the kids have to listen or not, that's his point. But does the father have to mechanech or not? In fact, Moshe and Shuvan Archaim Chelik Vav quotes the Mishnah Berurah instead of Tzorech Ian Gadol, you forgot a Gemara Kedusha. You forgot a Gemara. How in the world can you say this? You saw it. Bachshav Chani is Patik Mechinuch. The Gemara says Mechinuch Mechinuch. So, therefore, after Chachachov, not Chinuch.
Isn't it Prima Gadol?
Called Prima Gadol, yeah.
Prima Gadol also? Yeah.
What? Yeah. So we'll try. So first we have to answer two malachim over here. First we have to answer according to Mishnah Berurah, how to answer the Gemara Kedushin. The second, according to Moshe, Chinuch is past the age of 13, so what's Bachshav Shani for? We have two different things we have to answer. First, to answer the Mishnah Berurah, so Reni the Chodashani, and Chaim Kinevsky, the both of them come along the one Mataritz, Chinuch stops at 13 according to the Mishnah Berurah. However, what the Gemara is saying is like this. Just like we know there's Yisoid over here of Chinuch, and how the work is Chinuch v'napi darkai, each one on his own. Certain kids mekar b'min, others b'daych b'smol, others you have a blind eye for, right? Everyone is different. He also negates to any concept of Techocho. It's the same idea like Chinuch. We want the kids to listen, we want people to listen. Techocho is not to just give them mussar, it's get them to listen. Just like we understand from Chinuch, we see that a concept over here is it based upon the situation and what age and how to speak to them. We're learning out from Chinuch to who did Techocho, the gate to marriage or any concept that how to teach it, what to go do, each one onto their own. I mean, it's not the Chivas as Chinuch. The side of Chinuch is in general in life how to talk to people. It's a Muslim Shabbat. When you talk to people, we're not trying to just yell and scream at them, trying to get them to do things. How to get them to do things. Like we see by Chinuch Hud in all cases. Like, yeah, Techocho. The Mishmur said Techocho goes on, and what? How to do Techocho? Like Chinuch Lanarpi Darkoi. It's the Yisrael Shabbai by Techocho. Fine, that's the answer to Mishnah Berurah. But I said, Moshe and Shuva and the Dibris and other places, he wants to find a different Malach. He wants to find a Vada Chinuch goes on and on. Could be Mamash 48 years old, your father can still be Mechanach. You have over here, so Moshe, there are two reasons to Mechanach. One is, beside the kid, he has no das. He needs help. Beside the sugo ben odom lechaveri. Tell you no. Someone has to help him out. What to go do? You can have a child that's 48 years old. He needs help. He's doing problems. That's beside the ben odom lemokim. That's a good shporuch. Because, you know, he's doing a various, and there's something going on wrong. It's a son of the Briel. He's doing a various over here. So the two different mechaivim coming along. Bar mitzvah, the case over there is ben odom lechaveri. After bar mitzvah, he has das, it's own responsibility. But doubt not, but I'm a mocker. Say the Moshe, what's nafkamina? Yom Kippur coming up. Yom Kippur says the Mishnah, Sugenumo, that Yom Kippur is not mechaper until you do tshuva of an onum lechaveroi. And therefore, there is a big question among the Achorinim. Let's take over to the person Eskim Mechilo. He says, I'm Michael you. And he's not Michael. He says, Bepeh, Bolev, he still builds a grudge. Is he a Mechilo or not? You say, Dvom Shabbat in Edvar? Or do you say, like the Ali Shor writes, your grace for him is Mechila on Yom Kippur, you are gas and Genevis Das. You have to really be, sometimes it's harder to give the Mechila than to act for the Mechila. Because the only way to have Mechila is for person Mechila, not to bear a grudge. When there's a Tshuva, when there's a Mechila on Ben Omchavera, then you have Ben Omor Mokum. So the Moshe Nafkamina is Negeti Yom Kippur. So the Ayin might say, maybe a child is being Mechila, he's a Mechila Vatais. He knows what he's missing out, then it's Chias. Who says we are Mechila by a child? So he says, Echlami, there are two levels of Chinuch. Baruch Shabbatrani, Moin Shoselzeh, after Ben Omel Chaveru, there's an aspect. Fine. There's another aspect. The Vada Chinuch, Chinuch, then I'll be darkly. Why Ben Omel Makkab? He's doing a various, you have to help him out. A third way to answer the Sugya of here, two levels. Chaim Kinevsky has a Pirish, a Masechta Tefillin, he himself wrote, not letters. And they come along and says, Negei the Chinuch, there are two types of Chinuch, one that a child can do by himself, one's not Biyodoi. Tefillin is not biyodoi. Someone has to buy him tefillin. Marriage, bidak klal, is not biyodoi. Someone has to help get married, whether they get the shidduch or sponsor certain things, whatever it is. So these things are really beyond the parent. Therefore, he says the get to things that beyond the child, b'chshu b'chani, b'mitzvah. Things that the beyond the father, that's even afterwards. That's the Gemara's case, chasma. That's the Malam Zayin, that's the case of tefillin. So we have a question here, what is the age of chinuch, until what age? When does it stop? Read it from Mahalchim. B'shmuah, p'mgadim, they want tanya, it stops at the age of bar mitzvah. After the chachal. But Moshe said, no, it goes for ilim void. And then it goes, it depends, but ilim chaveh, but ilim makrim. And then we have the, Chaim says, depends if it's something that's beyond the child, not beyond the child. Yeah. Do children have a chiv mechach the parents? They try to. But I don't think it works that way. Now, once we have this halacha of b'chshu b'chani by a boy, the obvious question is, especially if you're a twin sister, what happened to a girl? Why do we make a bracha upon b'chshu b'chani upon them? So, you never finish. So, Maisa, the Paiskim had this problem. There's six truots employing around over here. The people are going to be three malachim already. He starts with the first one malach is who says you have a chinuch upon the child, on the girl. So on the tzant that we hold is no chinuch on the daughter. Echnami, no b'chshu b'chani. The baya, you learn Arachaim Tzimin Shimem Gimel, Paskin Paskin, and then Hogi is. This chinuch on the girl. So the people are going to be second malach. His words are by the get a girl, it's very easy to mechalach a girl. Crazy, not too many mitzvahs over here. Boys, they're a handful. Now, I don't know, maybe in those days they didn't speak Lashon Hara, maybe they know by Yad Sneas. I'm not clear, maybe then technology, I'm not clear. But the Maaseh says it's much easier. His third malach, he says, is the whole entire idea over here is until Bas Mitzvah. Since girls then, a father can marry off when she's 5 years old. Once you marry off, the husband's not Mechoy for her and not the father anymore. Therefore, it'll come out that therefore, certain girls, the father will not say b'chshu b'chani. All girls will not say b'chshu b'chani. But today, Yishlodim, we don't seem to have any other girls at 5 years old. So we think Mahalchim and the Prima Godim, which Yishlodim and Harbe Matthias want to make this bracha. The big enough for Adal, not the reason, the Iki side of Chinuch, and the Matam Oysim is Benechim, this is for Torah. Anything else is extrapolated from the side of Torah, Noshim not Nichol Gedev Torah. Also Yishlodim. The Kavachayim, he wants to tie in the whole idea of chinuch is when they're in the house, women don't leave the house to get married, so chinuch never stops by a girl. Girls don't get married until 2022, boys leave at 13. One also the Yishlodin, how to apply that practically, what that means. The Kavachayim's second malach, Apil of Vush, that the Mach of Rav brings down, the holy side of Moshe B'chani is not to care for the father on the son, but the son getting punished for the father. Then he wants to tie in a girl can punish for a father and for a husband. Since you're not sure who exactly is getting punished for it, that means something your wife gets punished, it's your fault. You should know that. That's how it works upon the oilless. And therefore, we're not going to say that they are b'chshu b'chani. Maybe it's the muzzle of the husband, not the muzzle of the parent. Fine, but maybe you know, in each one you have to down with each malach. There's a reason why the six malachs, each one is a little bit shorter. My sibi oyman true, but the chelik vav says, he asks a question, he says, yeah, you make a bracha. He says, why not? Just like by a boy, b'chshu b'chani, who would it by a girl? Not the ice brings down. Maybe this father annoying this way. They say it. Now, I don't guess they get an aliyah, but fine, whatever they do, you say b'chshu b'chani. Now, that's the get to the bracha. Shmuel goes on further and says you make a student by a boy. Why nichol and all mitzvahs? Girl, or also nichol and by last mitzvahs. So what do we say? Make a student over there. So again, you be Omer. Yach Yosef means down, it's for them to make a suit on. There's no chilik over here. As far as I know, still in the older generation, my father, my shrine, they tell me there's no such thing as a bas mitzvah. Yet alone, a bar mitzvah wasn't that great of a thing. A gam mishmul kipis like a chasnum. If you like, mishmul equates it to a chasnum. Fine, it was a little bit small for the boys, the girls had nothing. Maisa, even the girls now, they have something very small. Moshe the Tshuva about this, he says the ma'amokim is eating for having a party by a girl. He says very simple, there were sources from reform and conservative. That's the Makar. He says, you want to go do it? We're shy. It's like any birthday. You can do it for 11, do it for 10, do it for 12 also. The Ilm who seems to do it, it's a very simple reason. They're not doing a mitzvah, the bas mitzvahs, because their friends are doing it, not to hurt your daughter, not to offend them, not to be jealous, so we do the same thing also. That's partially why, if you ask any person who learned the sugya, that's what they're doing it for. Others are doing it because society doesn't, which is the same concept over here. So the Maaseh, there is no Isser. The question is still why are making a suda daf for the boy and not for the girl? So they speak out two reasons. One is either because it's nikkur by the boy, he puts on tefillin, he shleach tziva, we see it clearly. Or the ilm speaks elva, kol klud basanath penimiyal. They get a girl, everything's bitsin over here, everything's hidden over here. Mashek the boy, everything's outside over here. For this reason, we seem to do a dafkin to get to a boy, not to get to a girl. Second one through Sif Zayin is the circuit of Shechiyanu. The gate to Paris. So by my bar mitzvah, the tiny betzim is a celebration for me falling, catching up to my twin sister. That's what I am. Now, the gate Shechiyanu, there's an idea the Gemara says, Miyantiv, Mizman, Lizman. Then the Gemara brings down an idea of Paris. We see Paris, like we see a Kushi, we see a midget. We see Paris make a bracha. And Hogel Bitzman is there, Botan, very clear, is that we make the bracha not by seeing it. It says in Mishmur, the Ikke is Nano is Achilo. If we make the bracha when we eat it, not by seeing it. Now, the Makov of this Indian, do a person have to make a Shechiyanu? Is the Chiv or not? So the clear Gemara in Erevin Daf Mem of Beis, the Gemara brings down a Shalom from Rabba, do a person make Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? That's the most question. On Yom Neroim, do you make a Shechiyanu? The Gemara brings down, maybe yes, because Mais is Yontif, maybe no, it's not a regal. It's a Chag, but it's not a regal. So maybe you should not. The Gemara brings down, the Rehuda said, I get a new gourd, a new tlas, and it said Shechiyanu. So I and Mais did it on Rosh Hashanah. I took a vegetable and made Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara further, maybe the Tafk Rosh Hashanah, who said Yavachiv? The Gemara is the whole time Shechiyanu Tayo. Maskon the Gemara, the Rosh says we paskin that we have a chiv shechrenu on Rosh Hashanah. Maisa comes out, negate to Rosh Hashanah, we have a chiv. Negate to a peri, the Gemara very clearly calls the case of Rosh Hashanah. Ad kan Gemara. Practically, come on the Maravon, but also brings down, shechrenu by Paris, the Maisa is a Gemara, it's Rosh Hashanah. He quotes the Knesset Gedolah, wants to argue, he said, no, Avad's Rosh Hashanah. What's this Knesset Gedolah? The Knesset Gedolah, when a peri says, a different mahalach. The Gemara is discussing when you see the fruit, you see the vegetable. When you eat the vegetable, avad, you make a bracha over here. I mean, the Gemara is discussing seeing it, but eating avad. Therefore, the Mishmur, he says, over the halacha of Shechiyanu, he says only in Rosh Hashanah. He quotes the Knesset Gedolah, the Bein of Parrots over here, that maybe the whole time Gemara is dafka by Ruyah, not by the case of Achilo. That means it comes out. The Mi'a Vashala, Negetu, Paris is a Chiv or a Shus. Those one time, the whole Yisoid of a Shus, the Gemara, is Dafka by seeing it and not by eating it. That's Aleph. Based even on the sound that it is Rishus, the Bialoch has even ratio test by a Goyimul says, what does it mean Rishus? He says, relative to the case of a Chiv, it's Rishus. But 100% it's a mitzvah. Rishus does not mean it's do whatever you want. It means mitzvah with no responsibility. A Vad is a mitzvah. Avad is a mitzvah. Voice says Rosh Hashanah, but Zman Azeh will mekabel upon himself to go do it. Voice says Moshe and Shuvah, not to mezalz upon the mitzvah. I'm not going to make Shechiyanu. Voice says further says Yaivis and Chasam Seif and Shuvah. The whole idea of saying it's a Rishus only you have no, it's not besamech upon it. But let's say besimcha, you mamsh enjoy it. Avad is a chiyah to say a brach over here of Shechiyanu. You besimcha over here. So come down the gate. This idea of Shechiyanu being Rishus. The best they point out, it's not the Mechab of the Ramah over here. It's Ramah and Simon Reishchav in Simon Reishchav Gimel. The Ramah brings down Derech Agam and says, Negeh to Shechiyanu, number one, the Gemara's case by Paris. Says the Ramah to extend it to all Shechiyanus, all cases, Toivim, everything. And the Ramah says to extend it over there to Toivim Amativ. Let me go from Paris to all Shechiyanus to Toivim Amativ. What to go do? Ask the Toivim Amativ, Mishmu says, Ein Anachin. Ask all Shechiyanus Bialachim, they says Ein Anachin. They get to Paris over here, says Mishmur Mekom Mokim, Roy Lizar. And says the Archa Shulchan, Ach Tachayva. Says the Moshe, not to Mezazel. Says the Paiskim, if it's Yav Simcha, Yav Chiyav. So come along, even though this concept of Shechiyanu being Rishus is a Gemara, the Paiskim come along practically and say, we hold the Maise, it's Kain Chayva, and why do we go make Shechiyanu? Not to Mezazel, this Indian of Shechiyanu, and why do we go do it even by case of Paris?
You should need to pay.
Maybe. Let's go to Kolam step by step. Now, once we make the bracha over here, the question is, what is the avodah behind this bracha? think about the words of our Sheikh. We reached this Zman. What's after the Pri over here? What's he saying? What's the concept over here? What Shaykh is? So there's a Taz, the Hilchos Chanukah, Tofresh Ein Vav, we're down by Moshe Tshuva, others bring it down the side. That Be'etzem, we're not celebrating the Pri. That's not the celebration. The celebration is the milestone that we reached this Zman, and the Siman is the Pri. Be'etzem, we're celebrating this Zman. We get the birthday, we get the anniversary, we're celebrating this Zman, we reached another time, another Zman over here. What is triggering it? The fact that we see a Pri, oh, this is a new Zman. But the celebration is Be'etzem on the Zman, not on the Pri. Quote a couple of Navkaminas, we got, let's say, one very simple Navkamino. The Taz saying the Soid of Shachiyano. Yeah, the Moshe says on a Pri, speaks out over here. One Navkamino, let's say you have a Pri over here and you're not too happy. Don't really care for it. Make it very simple. Come to Rosh Hashanah. You have these pomegranates. You have the star fruit. Nice star fruit around all around. Have you ever bought it? You go to Simcha, they have chillin and kishka and kigel and herring, and there's all these fruit there and the pomegranates. Everything gets finished, and usually the pomegranates are left behind. How many people are besimcha when they eat pomegranates and rimon? Who's besimcha over here? If you're not besimcha, you make a shechin upon it? Can you? So the big number of Sharmik says, Avad is a bracha vatolo. And therefore he says, the meaning of America is we're not besimcha having Paris or Sharmik. Why? Because we're not besimcha. We have all the. What's the big deal? But Vos and Atrim and Chelik Dalad said, Be'emis not besimech, Osir loy levorach. Osir. What's the simcha? Maisim is also bracha passing to Loko of Osmar. He calls on Liashim Kharpinevsky. The bracha is not on the Pri. The bracha is on the Zman. On the time. The Pri is the trigger over here. It's not the simcha, the celebration. We're happy with the Pri. The celebration is what? Is a fruit. The Rai you want. Is a Chsam Soif and the Yayim are saying, if you're Mesamech, you have a Chiyiv. So you want to say, when it's not being Mesamech, it's still make Shachiyanu. Chuy the right clip from Chsam Soif and the Yayim, it's from the Sigur Shaboy, that even though you're not Mesamech, still you have a right to make a bracha.
If you eat it Tuesday morning, well, what's the simple Tuesday morning?
If you, on, according to this, against Machlokes, according to Zoysa Bracha, Chaim is saying, yes, we're making a bracha on this man, even though you're not, you don't have enough from it. For, take an example, they speak out, the people on Tubashraf, they have a chuv and boxer. Now, you eat it, first of all, you taste it, something that tastes good, something that don't taste good. Well, don't taste good, that's first box. That's one. They're bugs. They're infested with bugs. You have to take them and cut them sideways, open them up, and you'll see all the black things inside. That's why it's not tasting good. So, one is the bayah of bugs. Now, do you make shachinu? They bring down the next square, make shachinu on bugs, so the mice of the ilam. First of all, says Lapash, you don't really enjoy it. The best way is bugs are right now in Rosh Hashanah is very sweet. When you're getting too much fat, it's hard already. Tastes better now, not later on. Best of no one really cares for it. Therefore, why in the world are making a bracha on this? But the Ashi said, mice is not a fruit that people really care for, not to make a shachiyanu. Some Pesach Yeshuva says it's a food that's poshut. So like vegetables are poshut, lettuce and stuff like that. We won't make shachiyanu. Interesting, in Zayis HaBracha, in a print 17 years ago, Yestein Fisher, do you make a bracha on a boxer? It says, Michael Behemor. Can you make a bracha shachiyanu on Michael Behemor? The new print, since afterwards, they pointed out they had this spread over here of cheruvim. So it's not Michael Behemor anymore. Say, Echanami, in the case over here, then a person should make a bracha shachiyanu if you have these things. The boxer itself. Okay, Michael Behemor right here. You can argue with Tain Fisher. I'm just quoting. That's all I'm doing. Lemaisa, they point out again, if you go Mahalach Napisim, you should make a bracha. Even if you can argue what the getter is, even do make the bracha, but Sadas Man, those ones say it's like the category of your ruckus, but not a chush of a thing, and no one really is machshavit.
What's this man? Let's say it's Tuesday morning and you're not
summing
up with the priest, so what do you have?
It's a new time. It's a milestone. Let's take your birthday it's your birthday, you're not happy. I came 49 now. So fine. So it's still, it's a milestone.
But let's say it's not
I live. No, this is the thing. It represents like a birthday. It's not a birthday. This is a new time.
So it's like every single morning.
Every milestone. Every mile. It's a new season. It's a seasonal.
If I take a pre tomorrow and today and the next,
it's a different fruit. It's a new milestone.
I could take a different pre. I could take a different fruit.
Now, the place can speak out. Let's say you're not eating this thing as ikka as a toffle. Let's say, for example, you have a cracker and you put on top of the avocado, you have your eights over here. So if you make two levels over here, everyone knows Alokha comes out of class, make two broccolis. But let's say you smell a little bit and the ikka is a cracker and now you're eating the avocado and it's a new avocado just came into season. And therefore, you want to make a bracha shachinu. But you did not make a bracha on the thing itself. It's a toffel. Do you make a shachinu or something that's a toffel? They point out, the Shartzin brings down Maril and Rosh Hashanah, that he during the Suda would eat potatoes. Because it's a new seasonal fruit, potatoes. The Mishmur points out, obviously, Biz Manazeh, Mitzvah has changed, now we get all year round, it's not seasonal, and therefore, we cannot make the shachinu. We see during the Suda, we're not making a bracha, it's a toffel to the pass. And Maril is making a bracha, Shechianu. Therefore, building upon this. No, we'll make the Gemara's case of the vegetables. Make Shechianu. You're not coming in clear, it's hurting my ear. We'll get there, maybe. Now, so building upon this, they point out, l'chura, something that's a toffel, pashas, a person should make a bracha. Because by circle, so if you're having an so you say, shechenu, I'm not making a bracha of a double or eights over here. I can't see with a bracha, one machat, there's two types of toffel. Toffel means the sugar of the pseudo, and they get it to pass. The toffel was the esem toffel, mamish, on the crack itself. Each one the harp reward to make this chilk over here, circle, so if you're having an o, maisa, it's a new fruit over here. And I see others from saying, not to Michal, build upon this Maril, it says to Masham, you make a Shachinu, things are toffle over here. Now,
it's not a
toffle,
it's a food.
Fine. But still, you said I'm having enough from it. Now, one of the basic challenges cost to get Shachinu is what goes first? The person has love Shoshana, he has his pomegranate over here. Do you say her eights? Or is it Shachinu? Which one goes first? Now, it's a big Machalik in Klal Yisrael. Nah, Pashto.
What? The first night, making kiddush, you say shachinu in the kiddush.
First night, second night, won't make a difference. Whenever you eat the shachinu.
Before, I met you after, but some like this, the guy on the sheets, and
but we'll stick to what says first over here. Now, negate to this idea, what say for a shachinu or the eights? So, Mishmur quotes the Pimgadim, he quotes the Chayodim, so the Maisa, shachinu goes first. Shachinu, then you make the pre. Afterwards, the kiddush goes this way. Ksav Sefer, the Raz, Machacho. What is the reason for that? So, actually, there are two reasons why the Locha Shechinu should go first. One is, says the Prima Godim, Be'ikin, to get a singer fruit, we should make the bracha. And the Hogi is when we eat it. So, what came first? We saw the fruit. So, Be'ikin, the Shechinu, Be'metziah should have gone first. The Iker we make when we eat it, it's on the Noshaboy. But the Mechaim was on the fact that we saw the fruit, Aleph. Second to the Shartzin is the second reason. Maisa, you eat the fruit, then you make Shachinu, by Yamatan, so you have sick. You mafsik, you eat to make a broken pre, and eat right away. And therefore, the Yitzhak Archa Shukhul said that Minigo Eilim is the other way around to say Shachinu, and then the pre. Read the Archa Shukhul slowly, goes on further, and says, that's the Minigo, it's incorrect. He says further, not that way, you should do first Shachinu. And therefore, afterwards, the Stipler and the Moshe, Shalom Zalman, and the Sharma, they pass him, Lochi is Fakir, the person should make a Brocha Shechinu first. Asad HaSheni, come on, the Mishnah Rabbani points out, the Sivis does not go this way, Behetiv, the Lochi Kitanis, and if the Maim Mordechai, Mogivorim, Abinez, they pass not this way. They also have two reasons. The reason they point out, when you take a Lulav by Chanukah, what goes first, what goes second? We see by case of Mitzvahs, to make a Brocha Lulav, then Shechinu. I used to have sick, but not worried about that. They get by Chanukah, same thing.
Let's
think over what the Loch Tana says. You can argue with him, you're right, he's 400 years ahead of you. So, it comes down to the saying over here that it's first a mitzvah, then he's saying Shechianu. A second reason they bring down, a Todor, She'er Todor, the Klal is Todor Koidim. Pashas, the Brooklyn, and Paris, I'll go first. And therefore, there's a chaznesh who passes away, and Ashkelon goes this way, but the sef and the zeis of bracha goes not like the mishmur. Says Fakert, a person should do the other way around, make a bracha, and then do shachinu afterwards. So among this form, simply machlokes are shokel. However, it seems to be the meaning most poiskim or most anhogs in klal yisol is shachinu goes first. But ikar, there seems to be amasurin klal yisol. Look at the names, They seem to say that Shechriyanu goes first. That means look, it's a chayotum, it's a grass, it's a kitzer, it's a shibur, the orchol shulchan, a moshel, some zam. They're usually our mesorah. They say the loch is that Shechriyanu maisa goes first. Now, let's say a person, he took this fruit, he ate it, and then he realized he did not say Shechriyanu yet. Okay, on the second time when he eats it, he can now say Shechriyanu. So, again, the Shartzim, example, Maril says a person can do it on the second time. Can do it. Mishmul Meister Paschal is not the way. He says, we go like the Advaz, once a person Meister ate it, and then he's finished eating it, went to the next man, it's a different man. You missed out the Shechriyanu, that was only the first time. That's how the Chayotim and the Graz and the Kitzer or Shulchan they Paschal like this Mishmul over here, that we say once you missed this man, too late. However, they speak out very clearly, but let's say you're mill of eating it. You're mill of eating the Rimon, you're mill of eating your star fruit. Then the Mishmul is very clear. The loch is only when you finished it. When you're middle, you're still Isaac in the mitzvah Shabbat. In the Vada, you can't say, Shechriyanu speaks of Chaim Noah, Chaznish, and others. Now, in this aloch of Shechriyanu, the Bialocha starts over the question of fruits that are grafted. Murkav. The Mingdan, the loch of Tanis, says, how in the world can you make a bracha of something that's negative to us in the Bayer? Which bracha is that one attack? You make this bracha here. And therefore, there are those who pass this way from Zal and Alatin and others. Tashani Mishmu goes on further, brings down the Yavetz. It says, get to the end of the simen. We see something that's no, you make a bracha, even the thing that's no is a mamzer. Maisa, ain't the chah, hakovah psula godum is there. Yeah, make a bracha upon it. And therefore, those who pass this way, Pam Kineski, Abi Omer. Correctly, they point down, this halacha, the omachlikes in the bialacha, is dafka, in the first generation that you grafted. But let's say you take something, the seeds of the things that were grafted, and replant it. There's no use in planting it. Then they speak out, this whole question here is dafka that first generation. Second generation, avad, there's no baya. They were practically, everything that we're getting that really was grafted generations ago is not nichol inside this machlaikis. It speaks out from Zalman or Latin or Biashim and others. Avad would make a shachiyan upon it. I hear every other word when you're speaking now. You want to either call me back or wait till afterwards? Okay, I have a hard time. Okay, hold me back. What? Or should I just keep talking? Keep talking, okay. Fine. Now, just agav, the case of the Aramisha and the Olatian of Chaim Kineski discussing a case of nectarines. Come on, was Oysa Bracha, the same Bracha, that point out that was presented to them, nectarines of the mice are not grafted. That's a type of peach that has nothing to do with the sigil of pre-morco. They were presented, they say, therefore, if it depends upon the sigil, and they get involved with first generation, second generation, but mice, the Matthias isn't true, it's not. It's a type of peach, it's not grafted, not grafted pre.
What is grafted?
What?
What is grafted?
Which ones? I don't know, people who
grapefruit.
Grapefruit? Grapefruit. Now, we'll get to the case of grapefruits. Aloch and Sif Dalid, Mechava speaks out very clearly. Let's say you have two minim from one sug. Aloch and the Meister person makes two different brachas Shechriyanu. The example like speaking out is all pre adars, all citrus fruit, in Be'etzim, could be it's one sug, but they're different minim. For example, a grapefruit, and an orange, and a mandarin, these things are Be'etzim, all citrus fruits, but they're different types. Different, every single one of the Meister will make a bracha over here. Let's call the Mechava practically this aloch. Let's say you have both of them in front of you. Let's say you have an orange and a grapefruit, both in front of you. So, says the Shaitzin, a bad halachis should make only one bracha, not two brachas. But Moshe explains it to Apilam to Shabbai and takes it even a step further. Again, what's the Yisayid over here? The Yisayid of the Shachinu is not on the pre. They're very clear. Can a person say, I'm having das on the grapefruit and not on the orange? So, besides the Bayah bracha Shein Tzricha, he said, but Poyla won't work. Because now you're making a bracha on this, not on that. You're making it on this man. I can't say Shechriyanu on the Zman for this and not for that. It was Be'etim on the Zman. What's the lumpest you say over here is for the Zman and the Sim is through the Pri. There's no way separating the two things over here. Because Be'etim are making bracha on the Zman. It's not on the Pri.
Shleva
found out. Well, maybe we'll get to that a different time. Now, Sifei, for example, the Locha, when a person has grapes, the loch is you can make shachin upon it, you make a bracha on top of the yayin. Mishmua brings down a machloikis, what's the argument of the mechaber? discussed about for carrot. Person make a shechinu on the yain. He said, "Lekuli alma, a person cannot make a shechinu upon the grapes." Now he's saying a case of juice to grapes. The shell is what happens in the case when you have all juices. Let's make it simple. You have pomegranate juice, mitzvimon, sell in the stores over here. People have it. Or even they don't have it just by 100% mitzvimon, they have it mixed inside the strawberry and the banana, and 5% or 10% is vimon. So what happens to the person who has this pomegranate juice? Then they come to a shun and they want to have pomegranates. Do you make a shechiyano on the pomegranates where you had the juice? Is that like the Mishmur says, you made a bracha on the yain, you cannot make a bracha upon the grapes anymore? So the Issa question, Chaim Kineski, Achabur, Relatim, Relachur, you can't make a bracha. You made on the juice, that entails upon the pre, it came from the pre, you can't make a bracha. Sugya, Sefer Roi B'Shoshanim says, how can you make a bracha? What's the story you can? So Sefer Eisil Oilam a few hundred years ago, he writes to the Chilik, when on the grape and the wine is by pre Hagofen. However, the juice that's coming out from this period is not a pre anymore. It's a Zeya Ba'amu, Loshon Gemara. It's not the pre, you're making a bracha what? On the Zeya. That's not the pre. So it does not entail inside of it the pre. Therefore, you can make a bracha maybe on the juice, but that does not entail the pre. You can make a bracha again on the pre.
It's not a good
by the grape, he says. I said grapes are different. Good boy, pre agofen. And therefore, Shevet Kasi, and I see the same of Birkshir by Shevach and Shevach Yano, they want to enter, you can't make a bracha. So come down the gate to pomegranates, Lelo Shana, to make a Shechiyano upon it. There are two problems now. There's one shell over here in the Maisa, maybe you had the juice, and therefore I can make a bracha shechin on the mimon. The second, if you're not misameach, so I was also make a bracha shechin upon it. The Maisa swore to say why we can't make a bracha shechin. First of all, the idea is saying that we're centered upon the juice of the mimon. Pashas, that means dafkar, the juice of this year. The baal juice that we're getting are the chur from the year before. Pashas, not from this year, from the year before. That's all.
Second,
we'll get to that. Second is, even if it's this year, we said the pot is a pre. Third is, even if you make a shechin upon, most of us are not making shechin upon the rimon over here, on the juice over here. The Maril says, not the Mishmur, what happens if you ate the pre, you did not make shechin, and the second eating, you make a shechinyanu. So we had Maril Paskins, Levush calls this way, not the Mishmur, that you can't make shechinyanu. So we have a seal from Maril, that maybe anyway you have to make a bracha shechin on rimon, maybe you can. Sheesh London, what you going to do on rimon? On the Lel Rosh Hashanah, if you don't have some kind of it. Now, the Lochan Tzivov is that this fruit, the Ger Shechinu, has to be something that's seasonable, whether it's once a year or twice a year, it has to be seasonable. I mean, it has to be a new crop every time. The case that a person can speak out, Lachur, is a mistake. One, the person, a lot of people on Tu B'Shvat, they want to take an Esrig. They want to make a Shechinu upon it. Maisel Ben Ishchai says, you make a Shechinu. He doesn't say that. He says it. Kamal Mishibur points out, Lachur, it's a pellet, it's against Gemara, everyone in Daf Yomi 2 weeks ago. He says that a Esrig is grows on a tree, a hundred be shon, a hundred be ilam me, dub al ilam be shon l'shana, the entire year, and for this reason, of course, not a seasonable fruit, and this batsman is brought down by Loch Katanis before, and the Ksav Soif, others, of course, should be no chiv shachianu, one, void numis paiskim, we the Lech Yosha, a Talmud the Trumas Hadesh, and Rishon, he says, no chiv, when a person, when he takes the Avaminim, he says shachianu, he sees it, so he saw it, that's it. A month later to make shechinu upon it, he bets him the shechinu when he made on the mitzvah also entails upon it the seeing the fruit. Because if ikka bracha of fruit are seeing it, we wait to eating it, but here I saw it, I made shechinu over here. So we have two reasons why the mice not to make shechinu. Maybe Nachmin is a girl, or those who don't take Avaminim. But otherwise, the chur is before Shigmara, it's not, something that's seasonable, we make shechinu, pashtus, and esrog not. A second example, the first, build upon this. They speak out, what happens if something that you can't get all year round, but only in specialty stores? That means, for example, in Arizona, you don't see them around too much. But I know in Flatbush, there's something called the Blue Ribbon, stored in Coney Island, that you can get any type of fruit you want all year round, but you pay an arm and a leg. You pay for it. Now, people start telling me pomegranate store, I've never been inside pomegranate, they tell me also that a lot of things here. I don't have everything over there. Now, so let's say you have a store, that a specialty store that you can get whatever you want. You get strawberries whenever you want, you get anything you want whenever you want. Do you make a shachyonu now and live in Flatbush? Because Be'etzim, you can't get it all year round. So if Shtrumach has a truth about the Chelek Aleph and the Chelek Beis, He wants a tiny build upon the Mishabur that says when you have things that are that a person matminim, you hide them. And since only miyata, the miyata people can get to them, for this reason, Leicha Shinon, where's the Mishabur? Also, there's one store, specially store, it's miyata miyata, therefore not going to be choshev inyan, and therefore when things come in season, in Flatbush, no problem. Build upon the Mishabur, very simple. I said, he said, yes, questionable, Yashim, and he disagreed. Now, there are two reasons why I say he disagreed. One, he can start arguing what the getter of miyata the miyata is. I think maybe a little bit more. Everyone can get this fruit in Flatbush. If they sell out, the guy will order more. If he sells out, order more. And people just keep paying for it. It's not like there's Zman Mishabura, there's the 20 fruit, and that's it. You can't get more. You can always get more. Just you have to pay a lot of money for it. So maybe that's not nichel together or miyata the miyata. Because it could be thousands and thousands if people will pay for it. Just hopefully people are not going to waste the money. Well, my sim, there are people with grim on simcha and chas, they bring in these exact things that might have there. They might have the money for it. Not bas mitzvah, chas v'shalom. So there's a shaila, how far I take these side, I'll come out, could be in Flatbush, no reason why you can't make a bracha anymore. Because the ma'aseh, I'm sure you get all year round. Not a problem, we're going to get to Rosh Hashanah. Now, when you get to seasonal fruit, they speak out, what happens if you can only get it at certain times? They only send it here. Where it grows is all year round. The example they speak out are coconuts. In Florida, where they grow, it's all year round. They only send it over here at certain times during the year, maybe because then they have abundance, maybe it's easy to fly there, I'm not sure why. I mean, you can get it here all the time, only comes here twice, three times a year. But where they grow, it's all year round. So the etzim is not a seasonable fruit. Nivus Eisen Bracha says, yes, the Ashiv and the Piskishu brings down, Meister, we don't make a bracha upon that. There's no Zman to it. It's an all year round thing. There was no mistake that people make. Let's say something you can get all year round, but only in canned peaches, canned things that are stored in the Kustot Shmurim. So they point out from Mishbura, what is he saying over here of having it all year round? Mishbura speaks out, let's say it's Nikka between the case of Chadush and Yoshon. Now you see it's Chadush, you make the bracha. Maisa, you see a new peach, you know it's not from the can, you know it's a New Year's crop. Then for this reason, the fact that you can get peaches all year round in a can, Maisa doesn't prove anything. And they can still make a bracha when the peaches come out in season right now. The can does not make it being unseasonable. Because now that's clearly, that's not something that we see, that new peach, you see clearly that's Chodosh is new over here. Therefore, build upon this. People ask, when you have a dry fruit, say Shechianu. You have canned fruit, say Shechianu. Let's say it's from the new crop. People take a new crop, they'll dry it out. You can sell, buy them two Bishvat. Maisa is not nikah from what year it's from. If you don't make a Shechianu. Muchacha speaks out, let's say a person has an Esrog, Friday cooks it. So it's not nikah what year, what crop it's from. You won't make Shechianu. That means the yisoid over here is it has to be seasonable and it's nicker than something new. It's not nicker. Maisa won't be nicker in the category of being something that's seasonable.
What's left?
Now, this halacha of Shechianu is by Paris. Some people say, they say a concept that by vegetables we don't say Shechianu. But Maisa is clearly a mistake. Let's push it, whether that's Gemara's case. Nachman Erevin is the case of a Talasta court. A Gemara's case to be a local so that way this is very clear. Bein Priya Eitz Oy Priya Doma. First words to be a local on this Sugil Vier. There are certain vegetables, the words are Chashulchan, that are Poshit, that are simple, like lettuce, he says, things that grow like grass, falfa, that's Poshit, we won't make Shachin upon it. They bring down the Chaznish when you get a Malachafon in season on a cucumber, he made Shachianu. Sfumba's Manini said yes, in his days they only got it in season. Today we get it all year round. We don't make Shechianu. But Maisa Chanish on a Malach phone, he made Shechianu. The way the Sfumba's Manini bring down, the thing that have a loch of Adomo, whether it's a watermelon or melon, or things like that, Maisa, we make Shechianu. We do. People want watermelon, make Shechianu. So, the Pashas, there's no. And Mishmur speaks down to get to potatoes. He's very clear. The only reason why not on potatoes is why? Because we have it all year round. That means Mishmur being very clear, the Gemara being very clear about the vegetables we do, just they say vegetables that are partial, we don't. Things that are.
There is a Ramon, there is a Mishmur,
there's a Shalom.
Yeah,
so
you do bring this
lesson. Fine. Mishmur starts off, but it goes on further. And Pashas, the Psalm says, we have kosher vegetables. Now, Siv Zayin is a loch of a pre, the mice is not ripened. You can't make a bracha shachrenu till you get a pre, the mice that's ripened over here. And the end over here of the shachrenu gate of Paris, Mishmur sends you to a Yushalmi. Yushalmi is brought down by the Taz and the Rish of Zayin, brought down by the Mogarvam and Sevav. Yushalmi says that of Chizkin of Koyin, B'Shem Rav, Osid Odin Litid Din V'Cheshbin, person can give Din V'Cheshbin, they see a pre, V'Loy Ochal. Din V'Cheshbin. Therefore, Belozer, Choshlo Shmeitzel, his choshul, his memo here, he gathered his putas together and he bought Paris. Once a year, he went around to make sure to give din v'chashbin to Shemaim. Why did it have hanal words of Shmua to show the chavivas of the biyachah of Kadosh Baruch Hu, show the love of what Kadosh Baruch Hu created in this world? Once a year, he would make sure to have Paris to show the chavivas of what Hashem created in this world. Put down by the Paiskim. So, Shal is, where exactly are we knowing to have this on Hogo? I'm eating Paris once a year to show the chavivus of the Briyas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Lama Lakhtim is Manani say very simple. Dubashrat, that's where it came from. It says the Pesach Chuvis, Paris Alozim, Shvil Alocho. The Noga Dubashrat is to have 15 Paris, 30 Paris, all Paris. Some have different numbers, how many. Echad, 13, whatever the Makor is, where they're coming from. Numerous places can cause this Yushalmi. The Yisrael over here is to appreciate. Now, you couldn't answer, it says again, the words are also. The osid din v'chashbin. You can answer back din v'chashbin. I don't appreciate fruit. That doesn't mean you have to go do it. I mean, give din v'chashbin. Some of us are unfortunately are spoiled. Won't mean much eating this Paris, and therefore we won't have to go do it. We have to answer that din v'chashbin. It doesn't mean much to us. Well, if it means something to you, avash you show the chashivus over here. Mr. Shom also brings down this tomorrow. He says osid din v'chashbin. It gets about I is precious. I would say din v'chashbin to you. As what's mechal between the two? Avash the yeshul chalik. But the Seishavai is that we have to appreciate the Briah. That's why the Mishmur is ending off the Sigil over here. The point of Paris over here is to appreciate the Briah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Siv Ches and Siv Tes is Lachan Negev to Lachan Mishana Briyas. Now, there are different groups over here. The first thing we'll be is on a group of people that are different, whether they're black, or they're white, or they're red, or they're midget, or they have dots, sound like freckles over here, or other cases over here, that a person seemed to be different. Now, first one, says the case that a person is black. So, what does that mean? So, there is a halacha ketanis, brought down by the Yad Aaron, who wants tana means when you have parents who are white, the kid came out black, make mishana b'ris. Brought down by the Kal V'Chaim. He says, for keret, if the parents are white, the kids are black, make bark dinanis. But somebody said, be your parents who are white, the kids are black, that's what it means. Pashas does not mean that. Pashas, who already says already a while ago, and it's forming down. Pashas means anyone's black should make a bracha. If so, frek the chayodom. So why do we make a bracha upon someone who's black? Well, in these cases over here. So he says, the Maisa, we're not going to make a bracha because the Mechaber brings down the Sheet over here is only once in the lifetime. It's a Shina Gadol over here. Maisa, we're not in the spolo, this concept. We see Kushim all the time. It's around us. And since there's no wow, shocked by seeing it, and the Yisrael of being shocked is here once a lifetime to make the bracha, therefore do not seem to make this bracha negate this case. Negate ananas, case of a midget. Also thinking about what is the size of a midget. You do see people around that way. They bring down to the stipler, you saw a cipher, there was a midget, he made a bracha with Shem Malchus. Marsh made this bracha. Maisa could be Mizmanazer, we're not blown away by it, could we see pictures, something that's around. And fine, could be the same idea, like a kushi don't make a bracha, good in the case of ananas. Now, the Gemara goes further, brings down a second group negate to animals. It says a case of a peel, a case of a kaif, and a case of a kifuf. Now, a peel is an elephant, a kaif is a monkey, and a kifuf, not clear what exactly it is. The way how Rashi sounds like it's an owl, because he has a listo shalachayim, it's a jaw like a person, he looks like a person, so therefore it's a case of an owl. Others bring down other pshatim. You read the Mechaber slowly, he says a case of a monkey, an elephant, and less out the case of kifuf. Why do you leave it out? So Chaim say, either because we're not sure what it is, or because we know what it is, but we don't have it. So we left it out. So we don't make this. We don't seem to know what it is or how to apply. So it was left out for the Mechaber. Now there are two main challenges to engage in the sugya. One is this halacha dafka these three, or is this an example? You see a camel with a hump on its back, very strange. Oh, I have a hump there. Do you make a bracha upon a camel? Other animals, you see a rhinoceros, see a giraffe with its neck. You say, Mishana Brias. Well, dafka these three. So the Meiri, he tainas on the sugya that these three are special because they're all doim la'odom. The Meiri. They're all doim la'odom. So monkey, I hear. Some people I can point to. Owl is Rashi. An elephant, I'm not clear. I have no idea how. What? Doim la'odom b'mixes t'var m'varch la'odom b'mixes t'var m'varch. Oh no! Mais for this reason, that those are taina is dafka these three. Obliashiv and Chaim or Chaburo, they weren't taina means dafka these three. The way how the Emes Liakov he points out that the mile over here, he asks a question: what's between a camel? What's so special versus a monkey, elephant? He says the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Dora Flogger were people who changed to monkeys. So therefore, Be'etzim they were Shana Abrius. They were Be'etzim were people changed to monkeys. Some maybe went all the way around. But Maisa, we have this story over here. Now he goes on further. Maybe Chazal knew the elephants were the same thing. So we see why Dafka these three. I saw Hashanim, Shlomo Zalman said, no, it's a Dugum of Almo. Make a broken anything with Shana Brias. Strum of the Zikrelis. These examples with Shana Brias. Anything that looks straight to you, you should make this broken. So step by step. So first, the Shana over here is these three are not one Machlaikis. Among the Swam is Manenu, Paiskim is Manenu. The second question over here is, when you, let's say, go to the zoo, and you know you're going to see all these different animals, do you make bracha here, there, one bracha and everything? So the real question is, what is the bracha upon over here? So a couple of they're Chanish and Am Chaim, they say to Meister, it's a separate bracha in each one. It's a different bracha. What is an elephant has nothing to do with a monkey. I'm praising this, I'm praising that. Two different things over here. What?
Praising Hashem.
Praising Hashem for this thing. Yeah, 100%. I'll praise the monkey, for sure not. Asad Hasheni, the Maisel, Shom Zaman Chudashani one time. No, it's on the Priya Shiva. You made something different. Make one bracha. So, Maisel, when people go to the zoo, so on the Tzad, Nochson Tznias, Ben Nevadir, and also Noshal Moshe Vleitzim, the Tzarech, the Taki family there. So, you go to the zoo. So, what to go to over here? You have Nochal Baya, is that the Locha is in Siftas. That when do you make this bracha? Once in a lifetime? Or every 30 days? So the Mechaber says over here, he brings down once in your life. That means I assume everyone over here already saw all these animals and go back to the zoo. It's purely for babysitting your children over here. That means have the bracha over here. For the Mechaber, not to make a bracha. That's not a shame in their mobile. He brings down every 30 days. You should make a bracha. Mishmul Maisei comes out, since Machlaikis. To make a bracha b'lis shem malchus, not shem malchus. Now I see that certain Sfarim want to know in this halacha in Siftes, discussing 30 days, is going back in everything on Siftes, going back in the case of monkeys and elephants and people. Well, no, it's going back not in the case of people that are different and not the min that are different. What's it going back on? Don't remember the shur. Might show me afterwards. Maisa, the Dodo and Taino, that this halacha is going back is dafka on the first, people should be regular and they change. Maybe that's once in a lifetime that he changed. Mashaki, the min be'etzim is mashona, monkeys, a group of men, maybe that's every 30 days. So they bring down that the Chanish, every 30 days they would see a monkey, they would make a bracha b'shem malchus. You'd be even passing this way. Maisa, it doesn't sound that way on the page over here. For b'shem malchus. And it's very clear from others, the Chayodom, not the way. He's very clear for it goes in all cases. So, Maisi, you want to go to the zoo to make the bracha, Pashas with Manazer. I don't think anyone can make the bracha. Unless your first time you went to the zoo and you saw these animals. If you see these animals, the Maisa, what you should do is have them one, and then see all of them. You want to know if you can talk and eat them in the way. I'm not sure how the Sugi of the Hefzik, how it works over here. Maybe it's all the Derech. Not clear. Maisa, again, if it's the first time, I don't know if it come out in the shayt, but if it's the first time, you make the bracha. Otherwise, the second time, please share malchus.
That's a similar animal, but different, because from different countries, they can be completely different animals.
So again, please share malchus, you can do whatever you want. Please share malchus, before I think you'll be chosen, the place can say, dafka these three. The last one over here, so if you see something beautiful in the Bria, where's the case of it? Trees over here, anything in the Bria that's very nice over here. The loch is, you make a bracha, says the Gemara, bracha, koicha, loy, boy, lomoy. Now again, the way the Mishmur brings down from the Chayotim, we do not make this bracha with Sheru Malchus. The reason is because me, Yochel, adapting what exactly over here is beautiful. Who can define? I mean, certain pictures you see, people think are beautiful, I think they're ridiculous. Now, I lay there. So obviously, the idea of maybe everyone up to their own taste, on their own perception, what they appreciate over here. Therefore, the we don't make this bracha l'shem malchus. In this halacha, brought down the concept of seeing a beautiful person. Beautiful person. Now, one thing is, can you see a guy? The Gemara in Megillah Daf Chavches says, "Osn l'stakel upon a rasha." Osn. Now, the shalom among the poskim is a dafka, lav dafka, pashas is a dafka, this is a mamish. Mishmur says, if so, how in the world can you make a bracha upon a guy? He says, because you should do a ri'iyah, see it, and not l'stakel. Don't stare at it, don't take it in, just the mice see it over here. That means the Mishmur is saying, do not stare at a guy. Rosham. You're not going to get to any guy. Not to Zayin Mitzvahs, any guy is that way. He gets involved, now Mishmur says, you make a bracha, I don't mind you praising them. How can you praise them? Is it Issa Dereis of Lois Echonim? Now, we once mentioned over here that the Issa Lois Echonim, Potsim Veschanon, Parag Zayin, is that dafka by people who are Ibn Avay Zoro or the Zayin Umim, or is negated to everybody, to even the Yishma Elim? They point out from this Mishnah Brewer over here that says Akusi, it means negated to all Goyim. All Goyim, the Issa Lois Echonim. Therefore, Belsky says, you praise sports players, you're even Issa Dereis. That means Lashon. Gemara and Vazor Dav Chok, we're talking about the Ram the Shulchan Aruch. He prays the way how they act, look, or speak. Those are the three examples. You even Issa Dereiso. If you can say a president spoke well, who's a guy? Now you can say that about a president speaks well, doesn't. But if you could say that, it'd be a shell of a Dereiso over here. Lois Echonim over here. Mamash Issa Dereiso. Goes to all guys over here. I buy an atheist? Fine, you can pray for anything. But the Maisa, if you would, be a shell. The Mishmur is very clear to get to a person whether he's a Vazor or not to get to a single Vazor. Now, just to put the sigil of Shechiyonah to get negated, Paris to get to what to go do practically on Rosh Hashanah, I'd like to leave for tomorrow. And the Seder, I'd like to go do numerous aspects, what to by second night of Rosh Hashanah. And negated on Sunday, Chabur, we had Simon Veshchal Zayin and Simon Veshchal Ches. Aslach Rabbah.